Hello, everybody. Jim Malone here, coming to you live on Dallas Trading Floor. It's Tuesday, and well, it looks like once again, the market is making its way. Unfortunately, looks like it's making its way down. And so just kind of be forewarned, even though we're in a confirmed uptrend in the market, it does look like, you know, recessions, I mean, it's just getting ever more likely that we will actually move into a formal recession. Not that we haven't been there yet, but we're currently basically teetering, and it does look like there's going to be another Fed rate hike, and of course that will even slow the economy even more than where we are currently, you know, push us over to recession. And this is essentially what the Fed wants, because, of course, you know, they want to tame inflation. I don't think that's going to work that well. But the problem is, of course, that they are raising the interest rates. Interestingly enough, some of the best investments right now, believe it or not, are not even in the stock market. They're in the short-term bonds, which are basically yielding about 5%. I'm actually thinking about possibly selling property and, you know, buying some bonds. I don't, you know, but there is a way around this that I think we can look into, and we're starting to see a lot of movement into gold miners. Now, not gold itself, but the companies that mine gold. Now, here's the thing: it's really interesting about the way that works. When the price of gold goes up, much of that gold is sold in Asia. Now, interestingly enough, much of the gold is mined in Canada, the U.S., Australia, and places like that. So if the price of gold goes up, the costs to mine it basically don't increase all that much, but the margins do. And that's the secret here with what's going on. And right now, we're starting to see a lot of strength in this sector. And I want to kind of take a look at it really carefully, and then show you sort of what I've done, and then maybe, you know, take some questions on that. But right now, it just seems like you know, people are looking for any place that's going to have a good result, and right now that seems to be in the gold miners, kind of an interesting area of the market. Here's the thing: if you look at the entire group as in one chart, and basically, what I am looking at currently is this chart. We've got essentially we're topping here. You know, we're making a top here in the general chart, and the relative strength, and this is the key, for the entire group is increasing. Currently, it's at about 88. Very interesting in that we're seeing a lot of strength in this group. Now, the question is, how can we benefit from this? Well, one of the ways I've been looking at to benefit from that is to look at some of the stronger stocks that are in the group. And here's a list kind of that I've put together that might be of interest to you. And this basically is some of the gold miners. These are the top rated gold miners, not all of them. There's a lot of them. Now, currently, one of my favorite stocks, and I don't own this right now, is a company called Franco Nevada, FNV is the symbol on that one. And what FNV is not a miner. They basically own parts of producing gold mines. So this one has a lot of potential to be even stronger. Now, it's a relatively expensive stock compared to some of the other ones, but I want to show you this chart because I'm looking possibly to do, you know, to acquire some here as well. We had a very, very nice day yesterday and today, and we're moving above that very critical 150 area where it looks like it may even move higher. Now, it's a bit extended right now, so I wouldn't buy this as we speak, but it's just hit the relative strength of 80. This is a key level, and it looks like it's moving higher. Now, the advantage of Franklin Nevada is the fact that they do have interest in all of these other mines out there. So it's kind of interesting. Right now, we are a little bit extended. We're about 8% above the 21-day line. And as you know, when you're you really want to be buying within 5% of that 21-day line. But this is a strong stock, and I want to show you kind of where it's at. Now, another one, the one that I've been buying because it was in a better situation. This is what they call this is actually a major gold miner, and this is Anko Eagle Mines, and this basically is a Canadian stock. Was very strong today. It was up about 5% today on the news. Now I expect this one to pull back a little bit. I did increase my position on it. The symbol on this one is AEM, and the advantage of this one, of course, is that most of their production is located in conflict-free areas. Now the problem with gold mining, and gold mining goes on all over the world, but the problem with gold mining is a lot of it is in countries that have difficult political situations. That's not true with AEM. AEM, most of AEM's mines are in Canada. Also, they do have a mine in Mexico and some in Australia. Very, very strong. And still, I think, coming out of this kind of deep cup here, let's take a look at the chart. There we go. And kind of coming out of this deep chart. Now, you can see where I bought it here on the 2nd. I bought a half position, and then I added to the half position, a quarter position. But I bought it as it came above this a 50-day line, as you can see. We got a very nice bounce. Now, this one is even going higher after hours, which leads me to believe that we could see we're seeing some institutional investment here. As you can see, both days, last 2 days, we've had some strong movement into the stock. Interestingly enough, this one not quite as strong when it comes to the relative strength, but I suspect that we're going to see this one firm up in the next 2 days as people want to get exposure to the gold mining market. Now, here's the thing about it. We are just a little bit extended here above the 21-day line at 9.3, so I probably would not be loading up here at this level. I suspect it's going to pull back a little bit, so this one also we have to be a little bit careful on in that it is looking, you know, not the greatest buy area, but definitely something that we ought to be looking at. Also, let's take a look at another one that I did buy also yesterday, and I did add to this one as well. This is a smaller miner. This is an intermediate size miner. It's also Canadian. The symbol on this one is OR, and I want to kind of show you where I bought it today and the day before. So this is, let's go back. There we go. Okay, so here we go with that one. Very nice. As you can see, it's moving in, and it's up after hours as well. This one, it's a little bit more extended, but it's coming off of a smaller base. You know, I don't know if it's the time to jump into this one. I've been adding to this one, but I definitely think we're going to get a little bit of a pullback here. But the jobs report today was very poor, and it was, you know, everybody was quote unquote surprised. I don't think a lot of the experts were surprised. We have a slowing economy, and a lot of the job openings out there are false. So they're just there to show that they may have strength. So that's why we're seeing this interest in the gold miners. Oseko Gold Royalties. This is another one that if it pulls back a little bit, this is the one you want to kind of put in your watch list. OR is the symbol here. All right. Well, thank you for taking a look with me with those. Currently, I'm holding these two, AEM and OR. They're both up today very nicely, but the key here, and what I really want to point out is if you look at the right-hand column, you'll see that there was a lot of volume, and that's what's really driving this. Is not only are the stock prices up for these gold miners, but the volume's up. So it looks like some of the big money, some of the Wall Street money, is moving into these areas. So very interesting way to go. All right, thanks, Matt. Can you compare the VIX to the SPXU? Absolutely. Well, for everyone out there, the VIX, of course, is the volatility index. So let's see if I can get a good chart on that one. Let's see. Here we go. There's the VIX, and Let's compare that to, it's coming up here in a second, to, let's see, SPXU. All right. All right. So there we go. Kind of give you a look-see here on this. Basically, what's going on here, of course, is we have, you know, we have, this is the CBO. This is the CBO volatility. Let's go over. Let me go back and pull the correct chart up here. All right. There we go. This is going to be the comparison. And what I'm going to do here is this is for the year. This is the comparison for the year. So you can see we have been actually moving lower on that. So let's just compare it for the last quarter. And these are actually pretty pretty close in terms of where they're going. The VIX, a little bit more volatile here than the SPXU, as you can see. A little bit more volatile than that. Basically we have come down on the volatility. This is one of the reasons why this is one of the reasons why we are seeing we were seeing this uptrend. So believe it or not, we've actually come down on the volatility, but the overall market, I'm kind of on pins and needles, because I think we're going to see the volatility come down, but I think we're going to see it a reversal to the lower side. So I'm trying to be very, very careful in terms of how much I am exposing myself to the market right now. All right, let's see. Let's go back here to, Hey, thank you. Let's look at Rio and Valet. These are both miners. Thanks for this. Look, these are both miners here. So let's look at Valet. Now, specifically, I am interested currently in not in the miners, but in the gold miners. Now, all commodities are likely to move higher. Oops, there we go. There's Vale. And let's just get Vale up. So Vale is a South American miner. And it's a Brazilian company, actually, and very, very large company, very good miner. But as you can see, the trend on this thing, unfortunately, has been lower. And this is what I'm trying to kind of indicate between the gold miners, for instance, and the rest of the miners. This one is up a little bit up after hours, but it's gotten some resistance right at the 21-day line. It's above the 200-day line, which is good, but the relative strength 41. I'm not liking this as much. As you can see, the miners are 70 out of 170, whereas the gold miners are higher. Let me see if I can compare both of these groups. Let's see if I can compare both of these groups together. And this is one of the reasons why I'm kind of seeing the strength I'm seeing is in the gold miners mainly. Let's see if I can let me have that. No, it won't. All right. So let's look at Rio Tinto instead of that. Let's look at Rio Tinto. RIO. This is one of the largest copper miners in the world. And of course, one of the byproducts of mining copper is gold. So very interesting there as well. This one's a little bit healthier. It's also a more expensive stock, but essentially the same kind of chart pattern that we're going to see. Let's take a look at compare Rio Tinto, which is one of the largest stocks in the mining sector, against the gold miner that I have been trying to start an accumulation, AEM, and I want to kind of give you a look-see on that as well. So let's go compare those two. There we go. All right. So here is Vale and AEM. AEM is gold miner. Now let's look at the last 3 months. That kind of gives us an idea. Basically, up until the sort of the end of March, they were pretty much similar, but they're starting to diverge. Rio Tinto is trending lower, and AEM, which is one of the larger gold miners, that's trending up. Let's see if we can see that for the people on TikTok. That's trending up. So this is kind of what I'm seeing in the gold in the mining space. The regular commodity miners are not bad; they're doing well. But the group of miners that is related to gold mining is doing far better. Let's take a look and kind of see. I also one of the things I'm doing here is looking at the looking at the whole group. So let's go back to the group list here and see if I can get it. Yeah, there we go. Well, take just a second to get all these groups here. There we go. All right. So if we look at the groups and kind of where that, you know, what's happening with the various groups, here we go with that. We're starting to see the number one area currently in the market is this metal products distributors, not area that I am as interested in. We're starting to see residential commercial building. I think that's also a problem. I like electric semiconductor fabless. That's where I've been. But the area that I think is really starting to move in terms of this is the gold miners, and there's a lot of them. That's one thing about the gold miners. There's an awful lot of them. But the strongest ones are definitely something you want to look at. So let's take a look at the gold miners. Let's see if I can. I think it's where is it? Oil and gas drilling. Where is gold? Gold. Oil and gas refining, that's another one that we ought to be looking at as well. But with this other thing, I can see the gold miners do better. Anyways, well, I can't seem to get that up. All right, let's see if we can get another question. Thank you very much. All right, is it a good time to buy the SQQQ? This is from Lisa. You know, here's the thing about the SQQQ. It's the best time to buy it is right before a change in direction. We may be a little bit late on the SQQQ, but let's take a look at it anyways. There we go. All right. So this is the SQQQ currently, and as you can see, it's trading below the 200-day line. The question is it going to reverse higher? Well, I'm not so sure it is. And the reason, here's the thing about the SQQQ. When the volatility goes lower, the SQQQ typically will go lower as well. So I wouldn't be in it right now. If it's got a relative strength of 7, I just don't think that right now is the time to be in the SQQQ. It just doesn't work that well. All right, let's this is a question coming from TikTok. DWAC, this is the Donald Trump SPAC. I think it's in a little bit of a difficulty. Yeah, this is not something I'd be investing in, to be honest with you, just because it just doesn't look very good. But let's take a look at it anyways on the screen. This is the Donald Trump SPAC. It's the one that he started. Well, I don't know if he started it, but it's definitely associated with him. It's got a relative strength of 14. It's in a downward trend. I can't see buying this. You just don't want to buy a chart like this. This chart is going in the wrong direction. We want to be buying strength, not we want to be buying strength. And right now, at least from what I'm seeing, much of the strength is in these gold miners. Now, I also want to take a look at some of the old guard gold miners like Barrick. Their symbol is GLAD. But one of the ones I want to look at today, right now, is Goldfields ADR. And what this is a South African company. Now, there is a little bit of a political risk in South Africa, but GFI has always been a major company, and it's always had a extremely strong balance sheet. So let's jump on over to Goldfields. This is one that I think may be getting ready to make a move up. As you can see, it came all the way down to the 200-day line. It's now above its higher high. This is starting to look pretty good. It's got a 93 relative strength. This is a very cheap stock, and the reason it's cheap is not because it's a minor company. It's because it is based in Rand, and that has not done well against the dollar. So this one is not a bad stock at all to take a look at. Let's see if we can get some more information by going over to the weekly chart here. Yeah. There are some issues in this chart that I am a little bit concerned with, to be honest with you. I don't own this one. A little bit concerned with, and that is we had the last quarter was not that good, but we did have a gain in terms of the profits. We sales were down, but profits were up. I do like this one. I'm watching this one. It's a 93 relative strength. What I want to do just for fun is to see if we can let's see if I can go smaller here. All right. Well, that's not working. Let's see. There we go. All right. So let's see if we can see. Sometimes I have trouble with getting the handles on this one. Yeah, there we go. All right. Let's see if we can get it. That's not letting me. Oh, gosh. Okay. Maybe if I go bigger, it's just not letting me. All right. Well, heck. All right. not again, technical issues here. All right. Let's see. Any other questions? Right. We have. Are you still in Celsius Beverage? No, I'm out. I took profits, and then I ran for the hills. But I am no longer in it. And as you can see, it's falling below that 200-day moving average. So let's go jump on over. I probably should issue buy alerts and then sell alerts too when I'm selling things. I haven't implemented that yet. I sold this one. I sold this one. I wrote it up basically. And then I shorted it, and it's up a little bit after hours, but no, I'm out. I'm not in this one at all. I'm out. And, it does look like it's making a little bit of progress. I don't, in this kind of market, I'm a little bit leery in this group. I want to wait for more strength. I don't want to buy anything long below that 200-day line. So that's kind of where I'm at. All right, let's look for GLDG. This is one that might make some sense. GLDG. Yes. Now, this is the kind of chart that you want to be looking for, is a chart that is looking kind of like this, because this is showing, see, this is a gold mining. Now, this is a Canadian, this is a junior miner. Now, the problem with junior miners are that they can be very, very tricky, but it has definitely made a reversal higher. 81 relative strength. Interesting stock. I probably would not buy this one just because it's, you know, just because of its size. But this one is interesting to me. Let's see if I can get this back up. There we go. GLDG. Now, typically, this is in the penny. This is one of the problems when you're buying stocks that are basically that are junior miners, is that many of them tend to be penny stocks. A junior miner is a company that is mining that has typically very, very cheap shares. And part of the reason they're so cheap typically is because they are not producing. So I want to take a look at the their fundamentals to see if there's anything there. Yeah, you see NA there. I don't know if you can see this. Let me just see if I can point this out to you. Yeah. See that NA there? What that means is that this is a developmental mine. And the thing about the developmental mine is it's much more speculative. They don't have any sales. So that's the issue. This is one of the reasons why I typically don't buy junior miners. I want to see something with sales, because I want to see I want to buy a part of a producing mine rather than a potential producing mine, because gold mining is a very difficult, capital intensive business. And many of the junior miners, they will spend money for, it's kind of like a growth company that has, well, it's kind of like a startup company. They're like startup mines. So they typically do not have earnings. Now, this is one of the reasons why I want to point your attention to another stock that I did buy, OR. This one does have, this is a company that has royalties. And this one does have earnings. As you can see, their sales were up and their profits were up. You can see how that profits came right in here. This is one of the ones that I am looking at. I mean, I own this one, and I may actually increase my position in this one. Why? Because, well, first of all, look at the chart. Second of all, this one is producing profits. This is one of the things about the junior miners that you've got to look at very carefully. The smaller companies, typically below $10, typically are junior miners, in that they don't have any production. Now, if you're looking for a relatively inexpensive stock, you want to look probably about this range in terms of price, because I do think you're going to see this one move a lot higher. This is the number one rated stock in the group right now. So that's kind of the reason I'm so interested in OR. Oops, you got GLD there. All right, let's see if we have any more questions, and then I'll be good to go. All right, DWAC. Okay. What I'd like to do here is look at some more of the gold miners, and then we will be good to go. All right. What is the next gold miner that I'm going to take a look at? All right. So one of the ones that I do recommend is Franklin Nevada. It's the most expensive, FNV, but I think that you're going to get a better situation. The one of the things about Franklin Nevada that I like, I don't own this stock currently, but this is setting up very, very nicely. Now, we're looking at the weekly chart here. You'll notice that it's just moved above this reversal line. It's an 80 relative strength. And even though it did have a reduction in sales, it is starting to make a move higher. We're going to have earnings on this one fairly soon. They're going to be in just a few days, but we're looking at this one moving higher. Why? Because look at this. Look at the volume here. The volume signature says this one's going higher. Let's take a look at the daily chart. Yeah, the daily chart. You can see we're starting to more and more buyers, and we're starting to move higher. People are not willing to sell. So this one is looking very, very good. Franklin Nevada Gold. Now I want to compare, for the last thing, I want to compare Franklin Nevada with OR, which is currently the top rated in the group. So let's look at OR and see. And let's go there. There we go. Okay, so over the last year, the two of the probably the best performing stocks in the mining group have been Franklin Nevada, which is still below, if you bought it a year ago, you'd be right about a little bit less than 100%, and this OR. But what's significant here is not to look at it over the last year, but to look at it over the last quarter. And if we look at it over the last quarter, you can see that if you bought this, if you bought Franklin Nevada basically at the beginning of the year, and you bought OR at the beginning of the year, you'd be up about 40% on OR, and then on Franklin Nevada, you would have been up about 15%. So this is one of the reasons why I'm trying to build a position in this this one, OR. And yeah, that's pretty much the long and the short of it. So let me kind of just give today's sort of recommendation, if I can be so bold, and that would be this one, OR, the number one. It's a little bit extended, so it's not necessarily the best place to buy it here, but this one is the top-rated stock in the group that seems to be doing the best right now. And this is OSISKO, Oseco Gold Royalties. And this is a royalty company. They actually own parts of other mines, so very interesting company. Sales were up, profits were up. And one of the things you have to look at here, and one of the things I look at, is the return on equity on this one. It's about 7%, but if the price of gold goes up just a tad, this one will go much higher. All right. Please, if everyone is looking at this show, I really, really, it really helps me with the show if you could like the show, if you could smash that like button. That's the small smash of the like button, but I also want you to hit the big like button. So smash the like button. It helps us get out there to a lot of people. If you want to get on the list for the alerts, go to www.DallasTradingFloor, and you'll see that right away. So smash the like button and go to Dallas Trading Floor and sign up for the free action trade alerts. I'll be back tomorrow at 5. Everybody, thanks so much. And for everyone that participated in the Gavin McMaster's Options Mastery course, it's going really, really well. Hopefully I'm going to have some other courses available out there. I'm working with a number of people in that area, and we will be going. We will see how it's going, and go from there. But I'll be back tomorrow at 5. Thanks, everybody. Happy trading.